You don't have to be a genius to know you can launder money at a bank. The government knows this and has required banks to follow anti-money laundering rules for many years. But David Aufhauser, former general counsel for the Treasury Department, says terrorists and crooks know this too and are looking for new ways to cover their tracks.
And so that's the whole purpose for the Patriot Act, which is to cast a net wide enough in non-traditional industry sectors that were potentially vulnerable to being gamed.
That net has already been extended to include dealers in futures and mutual fund houses, but soon new sectors of the economy will likely be drawn into the effort to uncover and stop money laundering, like life insurance. Victoria Femia with the American Council of Life Insurers says in the past, life insurance agents worked on trust.
But now, under the Patriot Act, and we await our final regulations, we know that the Act is going to require us to go one step further and to verify that person sitting across the kitchen table from the agent really is Jim Smith.
And the nation's jewelry dealers are also getting ready for their role in the Treasury Department's campaign. The industry has started holding Patriot Act compliance seminars. Cecilia Gardner with the Jewelers Vigilance Committee says her organization will help small jewelers figure out the regulations by providing a Patriot compliance kit.
First, it will provide guidance for performing a risk assessment, a template for employee training, documents which would provide a record of your appointment of a compliance officer.
And eventually, real estate brokers and possibly travel agents and car dealers will have to develop programs to fight money laundering. Some of these businesses, like insurance, are already operating on a lot more than a handshake, but attorney Carl Fornaris of the law firm of Greenberg Traurig says the adjustment will be tougher in unregulated areas.
It's probably, I think, today difficult to envision your family-owned travel agency or a family-owned jewelry store to have an anti-money laundering compliance officer.
For businesses overwhelmed by the prospect of following these rules, help is on the way in the form of Patriot Compliance Service Companies. Elizabeth Colvin is with New Hampshire-based TradePoint, maker of software which can
determine whether customers opening new accounts are included on any government terrorist or suspected terrorist lists.
As these rules expand, Treasury officials say they're trying to leave out businesses that just don't belong in the money laundering net. For example, the Treasury Department considered the impact of these rules on the world's largest single retail seller of gold and jewelry. Despite its huge jewelry business, Walmart will not be required to develop an extensive anti-money laundering policy for its jewelry sales. That's because the company only buys wholesale and tends to make lots of small sales. Former Treasury Department official David Aufhauser says the use of jewelry to hide funds does not require a stretch of the imagination.
And indeed, two recent enforcement actions, one involving the transfer of missile technology and one involving improprieties in the garment industry, both borrowed upon cash transactions in gold and jewelry to disguise the nature of the funds being flowed.
But Treasury officials say they have no interest in extending their reach too far. Regulating the wrong businesses could end up just providing a lot of bad data and make their job harder. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.